Hi there, I'm Ben Morton, and welcome to another episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. It's the weekly micro edition of my podcast. Each episode is just 6 minutes long and is designed to provide you with tips, tools, and tactics around specific aspects of leadership and management. It addresses some of the most common challenges you will face as a leader or manager. They are all recorded unscripted whilst I'm out walking in the countryside, so you'll probably hear birds tweeting in the background or just ambient noise as the people around me are going about their day-to-day life. That's all I'm going to say by way of an introduction, so let's dive straight in to this week's episode. If you are a leader or manager who has tried to delegate more but given up because the tasks you're delegating don't get done on time or to the required standard, then today's episode of the Leader's Kit Bag is for you. In this episode, I'm going to share with you one simple practice that will take no more than 15 to 20 minutes once a week that will dramatically improve the effectiveness of how you delegate across your entire team. Before we start though, the late Professor John Hunt of London Business School once said, based on his research, that only 30% of leaders and managers believe they have the skills and expertise to delegate effectively. I think he's bang on, and his findings certainly reflect what I've found myself over the past 25 plus years training, coaching, and mentoring leaders and managers at all levels. And at the very same time, I don't think the challenge is solely around delegation skills. I think the problem is as much a time management one as anything else. Let me explain. If you think about the times when you delegate and what's going on in those moments, it's probably fairly common for many leaders and managers that we often delegate when we feel we're forced to. We delegate when there's a lot going on, when we're under pressure, when we are spinning lots of plates ourselves and we just can't do it all ourselves. The outcome of this is we rush. We delegate a task where we haven't actually thought through why we're doing it or what the actual outcome is. We give unclear directions. Maybe we are not specific on what good looks like or the real deadline for this task. And because we're delegating when we're under pressure and there's a lot going on, we dump on people and disappear without giving them much support to enable them to do the task. It's a bit like what Ken Blanchard describes as a seagull manager. Someone who flies in, makes a lot of noise, dumps on everybody, and then disappears. Well, here's the alternative. What if we actually set our people up to succeed with delegation instead of making it a last minute rush job where we're actually setting them up to fail? We can do this by once a week, Fridays work really well, just blocking out 15 to 20 minutes in our diary and scanning ahead 2 or 3 weeks, looking at what's coming up. What are the pinch points? What are the key tasks that we can be preparing for? More importantly, what are some tasks or activities that need to be delivered in 2, 3, or 4 weeks that I can delegate to my team now, giving me the chance to think carefully about what it is that actually needs to be achieved, giving the person I'm delegating to enough time to work on it, and giving ourselves enough time to be there to support and guide them, especially if it is a new task for them that they're tackling for the first time. Super powerful and incredibly simple. if you bake those 15 to 20 minutes into your routine, look at delegating tasks with enough lead time or runway to allow your people to succeed, you will see huge gains very, very quickly. And your team will thank you for it. If you are a learning and development manager, a HR director, who is like half of those 332 organizations surveyed, where you are concerned about the delegation skills within your organization, then do visit my website, ben-morton.com, where you can find out more about my leadership training, one-to-one coaching and mentoring, and how I can help you by speaking at your next company conference on this topic or other leadership topics. And when you've done that, either fill out the contact form on the site or drop me an email via chat at ben-morton.com and let's get the conversation started. Hope it's been useful. Until next time, look after yourself, look after those you've got the privilege and responsibility to lead. And as always, lead on.